Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we have the breath of life in us here, that we woke up this morning, and now we have made a conscious decision to be here in church. So, Father God, as we're going to press in toward you, we're going to go straight to your throne room. We got songs that lift up and glorify and magnify you. Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again and helping us to worship you now in spirit and in truth. And we pray this now in your name. Amen.
Confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
Amen. Isn't that how God is? He doesn't compel us or force us, but he simply says, come, come. That's what we're doing here this morning.
Falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love. Lord, and I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
He signed my deed with His atoning blood. He ever lives to make His promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of His name, Jesus. He signed my deed with His atoning blood. He ever lives to make His promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of His name, Jesus. He signed my deed with His atoning blood. He ever lives to make His promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of His name, Jesus.
Amen.
Fairly simple song, huh?
Savior, I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. Blood of my Savior, I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. I am.
Amen.
Let's move on. There are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on there. things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. And then the last line, and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. He's waiting on us. Sometimes we're waiting on Him, but many times He's waiting on us. Let's move on.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. On my way to heaven, shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free.
Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. From day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. Peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from our souls, see here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, 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 our God reigns. Up from the tomb he came with grace and majesty. He is alive, he is alive. God loves us so. see here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns.
Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Shouting forever I am.
Amen.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering in the cold. Night of sin I did roam, when Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restores my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the man nations he's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law shall he meditate day and night, that he might be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that will bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf won't wither, and anything he will do shall prosper. Amen. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we want to be those people, the person that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that you help us in our walk with you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask you, Lord, to have it your way this morning. Have it your way. Help me to pray. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We are blessed people. Blessed people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today we want to show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, praise his holy name. We want our mouth to be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day, all the day, all the night, and show forth thy marvelous works. We want to praise you with our whole heart and show forth thy marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. O Lord, we have a good reason to praise you, to worship you, because you are worthy to be praised. You are the one that brought us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We love you. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for the things that you've done. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name of Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for being our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Amen. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. You are everything to us. Oh, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness. Amen. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. O Lord, you also the reward of them that diligently seek you. Hallelujah. The young lions do suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, they will not want of any good thing. Praise your holy name. Lord, now out of what you have given us, we want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. We're going to give with joy, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. We ask you today that you move in the midst of us in such a mighty way, O Lord. Let your Holy Spirit have his way. Oh, let your Holy Spirit be in control. Let no one be left untouched today, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the pastor, anoint him, give him the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. Anoint the prayer group, we pray, that comes afterwards, and give us the prayers to pray, and have it your way, we pray today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. Now, how many of you have a good attitude this morning? Wow, about half of them. Well, praise the Lord. You know, there's two ways to live. One is to live miserable, and one is to live, you know, happy. And I decided to live a happy life. Amen? And I thought about the ark. When Noah and his three sons and their wives went into the ark, they had been a minority for almost 500 years, a minority. Everybody parted around them. They walked into the ark. God closed the door. The rain began. And now the party begins in the ark. And the party was over outside. You know, when we're going to go to be with Jesus, there's going to be a lot of people behind us. They're going to simply say, you know, oh, the party's over. So let's rejoice today because we are going to heaven, right? Now, in America, this is Mother's Day. I think it might be in your country, but I'm not too sure. Because it fluctuates from country to country. But in America, Mother's Day is a big day. It's commercial. You got to buy flowers. Got to do this, do that. But what we're going to do right now is if you're going to ask each mother to stand, and we're going to pray for you right now. So each mother, if you would stand at this time, and we're going to pray for you right now and thank God for you. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you right now for every woman that is standing here today, Lord, that has been a mother. And Father God, you know, there are happy times, there are sad times. And Lord, they have given time to their children, raised them up, Father God, cried over them, nourished them, encouraged them, disciplined them, Lord. And now, as they are grown up, Father God, we can enjoy the children. So let these women today think back at the time when they gave birth, the years they raised their children, and the joy of knowing that they gave of their hearts, and they gave everything they had. And I bless them now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will take our children to their classes, whatever children we have got left, and some teachers. Praise the Lord, it's our prayer time. And I got an email, Lord, this morning that Ben Blair is very sick. He's a temperature of 103.6, difficulty in breathing from time to time. And his father simply took him to the Mercy San Juan Hospital. So the boy is asked for prayers. So we're going to pray for him. And we got a prayer request here this morning for Mary Hill. She called in. She believes she's being attacked by the government. This indicates that she's losing her mind as demons are attacking her and inducing fear. So we're going to pray for her. Last Sunday, we shared a need to come up with rent for April. We had not been able to pay anything on rent in April. A great thanks to God and his people, we sent in the fund necessary to pay the entire rent of $3,000 this last week. We have not come to the point that we have more people watch the webcast and the videos during the week, that we have people attending the church. Let us pray that God will bless the people watching us so they will start helping us out financially. If every person watching us would give something every month, we would have no financial problems. And this is from Germany. Gina wrote this, came in, I got this morning. My aunt, sister of my grandmother, 97 years old, whom I loved very much, just died this week. I'm very sad about it. My grandmother is also dying. We were informed last Sunday to come see her one last time because they thought she would not make it through the next night. But she's still living. We visited her today. She's only a small bundle consisting of skin and bones, cannot see anything, cannot hear anything, cannot talk anymore, cannot eat anymore, and every breath seemed to take great effort. It is hard for me to see that. It all seemed to be so futile. So we're going to pray that God will stop the suffering of her grandmother, who is 100 years old. The oil market took a nosedive this week, and the price of oil fell $16.75 per barrel, ended up at 97.18 from a high of 113 last week. The drop in price was blamed on bad economic news for the United States, that the economy is sluggish. The European government, the EU, refused to raise their interest rates, As a result, the banksters decided to punish the EU by starting to buy dollars, and thus the dollar rose in value. The silver market also took a bad hit, and the result is that greedy speculators lured into the commodity market lost a lot of money, while the big international investors made gains. Let us continue to pray for confusion so the oil would drop more. We also need to pray for the greedy oil companies in the U.S. to start lowering the price of gasoline. So let's have the people come up here that normally prays with me. And we are ready to pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can bring these petitions before you and that you are listening. And we thank you that we can use the wonderful name of Jesus. Right now I bring Mary Hill before you. She has a fear that she has been attacked by the government. And we know that she also has fears of being attacked by witches. And so, Father, we just pray against all those fears and all the spiritual attacks that are coming against her mind. And we pray for her to be set free entirely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Gina and her grandmother who's suffering, Lord. And We all go through this as we get up older and see parents and grandparents finishing their life on the earth. So we thank you for comforting her and that you would handle that situation as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, we thank you for this day. We also, Lord God, come against all demon and demonic forces that are attacking Ben Blair right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We do not accept any kind of problems or anything that's going on with Ben. It is not of God. It is of the devil. And Lord God, we praise and thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring Ben through this situation and that you will heal him. And that he will be healed immediately, Lord God. And that everything goes fine with him today. And that we hear a great report coming out of the hospital that he's doing fine. That's what we receive in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory and honor for it. And just protect Ben right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we also pray and lift up the situation with the weather. And we thank you for great weather that you have given California, Lord God, and that you have answered our prayers. You've blessed us this season, Lord God, and you've given us great weather. And we thank you for the weather that you have given us, Lord God. We pray for the also the other states and Mississippi and all throughout the Midwest and the East, Lord God, that is going through floods right now. We pray, Lord God, that you help those people to be strong, lift them up, Lord God, and take care of them in the hour of their needs, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray that everything is in your hands. You will guide and direct us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for answering our prayers concerning the oil. And, oh Lord, I want to say this, Lord. Michael has been bombarding heaven week after week, week after week about the oil. And eventually, Lord, you answer the prayers. It was not only by one, but it was all of us praying together, O Lord, and the people agreed and all came in one accord to ask the Lord to move upon this. And we thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. We thank you. And we pray, O Lord, right now that you create confusion in the ranks of the speculators, the big ones and the small ones. We pray, Father, and we pray that you bring fear in their ranks, that they're going to lose their investment. And let it all start selling, we pray. And the oil will continue going down and down and down. And we thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon them. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. There's no limit how low it can go. Let it go lower and lower, we pray, Heavenly Father. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. And now we pray that the gas stations will lower their prices. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we just lift our voices and our hearts and our hands to you, thanking you, Lord, for seeing us through another month, that you have provided the rent, that you've provided all the needs of the ministry, Lord. Father God, we don't take you for granted, Lord, but we have a calm trust in you, that we know that you have said you'd take care of us, and we know you'll do it. So, Father, when you draw us, when you withhold it for a while, it's to draw us closer to you, Lord. It's to cause us to turn to you and to put all of our trust and hope in you and not in ourselves. But, Father God, we know that you have your hand on this ministry. You have, it's in your heart, and you love every one of us. And we love you, Lord. And we want to serve you. We want to draw more people into this church, Father. Help us to reach out to those around us and to minister to them, because everybody is nervous about the situation in this country and all of the tornadoes and earthquakes and everything going on. Father, it's a perfect time to tell them about Jesus. So help us to do it, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for bringing in the funds we need for May, that also the rent will be covered this month. And if it's at the last minute, then so be it. But, Father, if it can be a little sooner, that would be nice. And we thank you for it. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you right now that the Timmermans are back safely in Belgium again. And the Father God, you took care of them during a trip to South Africa, back and forth, and helped them with all the endeavors they had to do there, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, they're back, they're healthy, and that they will prosper, Lord. And we praise you for the answered prayer here, Lord. And Father God, I want to lift up Jan Pettersson in Sweden, Father God. That, Lord, today, that be a great day of healing for his soul. I pray, Father God, that his soul will be healed. Let your love just flood into him right now. So that, Father God, he would be filled with your love from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and heal his broken heart. And I thank you for your touch upon him today, Lord. And we thank you right now that you heard all the prayers spoken here today, Lord. And they are now on the altar. The smoke is coming up before you. And in due time, they will be answered. And we thank you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take testimonies. If anybody got a testimony this morning?
I hesitated because my voice is kind of going away, but I'll try. I got a really wonderful blessing, speaking of Mother's Day, yesterday. I was told that, my car isn't running very good. It doesn't always start. And I had to have it towed home one day last week. And I don't have the money to get it fixed. So I just baby it along and trust the Lord to start it for me. So far, we're doing pretty good. But I have had a few delays where I've had to sit for several hours before it would start. So I was using Nadine Walby's car, because I take her to the doctor and do things like that for her. But I've gotten other people to help her now so that I can free up some of my time. And so I got denied the use of the car for tomorrow to take another lady to the doctor. So I said, well, bless your heart. I know she's fearful. So I just let it go. I said, the Lord will take care of me. And last night, Lena Ludmilla Mikichuk, who used to come to this church, I've been involved with the Russian church now. They came to see me with a huge bouquet of flowers, gorgeous bouquet of flowers. And I mentioned my situation, and Leonard said he's going to fix the car. Dottie, the lady I'm taking to the doctor tomorrow, is going to pay for it, and I can pay her later. And in the meantime, tonight, Leonard and Ludmilla are coming with their beautiful Volvo, and they're going to loan it to me until I get my car back. So how blessed can you get? Then this morning, I get a call from a little girl that, well, she's a lady now. She's in middle age, I guess. But she was a little girl when I knew her. And she was my youngest son's girlfriend. But he didn't, you know, they were friends, but he didn't dig her like a girlfriend. So I told him she's a jewel, you know, but he didn't take to her that way. So anyway, I lost track of her. She moved, well, she's been all over the world. And I've just been there, but she didn't know where I was. And I communicate with a young man in Africa who's all his family were macheted to death by Obama's cousin, and because they wanted to vote for a Christian president. So this young man is a preacher, and he's very, very on fire for the Lord. And I correspond with him by email. He wanted me to put something on Facebook, and I didn't want to go on Facebook, but I finally did. And because of that, this little girl, Tammy Neves, found me through because she saw my name on his website, on his Facebook, whatever that is. And so he emailed me and said, Tammy Neves is trying to find you. So I was able to go on Facebook and find her. And now we've got together, and she's going to be coming down from Chico to see me. She's celebrating her grandmother's 100th birthday today. So it's been a blessed time.
This past week, I was working with Satiris, and we were talking among the many things that we discuss as we're driving in the truck about the sun and how the sun, as it turns out, there's cutting-edge physics going on right now where they're talking about how the sun has formerly been concerned. It's been considered a nuclear furnace, you know, converting hydrogen to helium. And now they're starting to say, no, it's electrical in nature. And there's a whole discussion going on that. And I thought about it this morning as I woke up, you know, what I was coming to understand about the nature of the stars and the universe and the sun. I thought, I think I'm going to go to Psalm 19 where it talks about that, because Satiris had said that as he listened to me talk about these things, he was talking about the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. And I was talking about the information sciences with him, where I think cutting-edge technology is really going to start exploding. And it says, he quoted this from memory. He says, day unto day uttereth speech. This is the earth's firmament showing God's handiwork. It uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. So I woke up with that in my mind and thought, I'm going to check Psalm 19 and read that. And God had something in it for me. It wasn't anything to do with the sun or cutting edge quantum physics or cosmology or any of that stuff. It had to do with verses 7 through 14. And as I read that, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults, it says. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. And this one I grab my highlighter. The end verse says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I was pondering that as I walked upstairs to shower and get ready to come to church. And almost as just an afterthought, I clicked the button on the radio. And it was on 710 KFIA. And a pastor was introducing his message. It was at the turn of the hour. And he says, first we're going to hear from our choir. And the choir started singing. And I almost shut the radio off because I thought, I don't have time to, you know, I've got to get this showered and get going, you know. And the words that the choir started singing was, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. And I realized I just highlighted that. And they're singing it. And I realized that, you know, I have an Absalom for a son right now. And I know what it means to go through the kind of turmoil that a son can bring into your life. And my response has been to forgive him. And it wasn't easy because I come from, I don't come from a line of anything. I choose sometimes not to be godly in forgiveness toward people, but I chose to forgive Michael. And in laying him at the altar and giving him to God, there was release and the understanding that God isn't going to let go of Michael. Michael was brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And, you know, having turned him over early, he will come back, God says, to that which I've planted in him. But my part in all of this is to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, because isn't that the barometer of where we are spiritually on any given moment, hour, or day, is whether we're grumbling or whether we're keeping those thoughts, actions, words in line with the Word of God and with His love for us. So I rejoice, you know, after hearing John's sermon today. You know, it just lets me know that God, in giving me this confirmation this morning with the radio button being hit at that time and having just highlighted the scripture, and that He's been teaching me about forgiveness and these things, that He's faithful also to every once in a while just open your eyes and say, I'm watching, I'm listening, keep the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart acceptable in my sight.
All right. Any more testimonies? Okay, going to close. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for those that did show up today, Lord, that made it a priority in their life to be here. And we thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for safety on the road as we go. And we thank you for meeting all those needs that we've put on the altar. In Jesus' name, amen.
And won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redemption. healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.